Pursuing the Truth, The Jerry Bader Show.
Boy, I heard a great quote. I heard it over the weekend. Someone who chooses not to read has no advantage over someone who cannot read. Is that profound? Mark Twain. Someone who chooses not to read has no advantage over someone who cannot read. Apply that any way you see fit. In your life? Just thought I would share that with you. Here's what's funny. So I learned that quote over the weekend. I follow Capital Times reporter Jesse Opian on Twitter. She was asking if there is like happy hour trivia anywhere in Madison, like 5 o'clock right after her work day. And she got a bunch of response. I would have no idea. Got a bunch of responses from people in Madison, but it's later than she wants. I think she wants actually like dinner time trivia. And I responded, if there isn't such a thing, I smell a business opportunity. I can write trivia questions. This could be great, Jesse. We can make a lot of money. And I gave that question as a sample. I said, here's a sample of my work. Don't peek on Google. Try to answer. Another one of her Twitter followers answered, I didn't Google it. I'm just guessing Mark Twain. Uh-huh. I responded, nice guess, probably. Or not. Anyway, I knew this was going to be controversial. What's this? Okay, there's a general and a specific there. The general that I knew was going to be controversial was the way that Christian faith got a lot of attention in the Super Bowl. Both sides of the 50-yard line, by the way. Patriots have Christ followers. The Eagles have Christ followers. Nick Foles' faith was worn well on his sleeve before his amazing 2017 journey. After Carson Wentz was hurt relatively late in the season, I remember there were comparisons to Saint Nick around Christmas time. Oh, in Nick we trust. Well, it turns out they could. Took the team all the way to the Super Bowl and won. Basking in the glow of that victory as a Christ follower, Foles and others, again in both teams, gave glory to God. It was pretty clear the mainstream media was squeamish about that from the start. Then there's this. Tony Dungy spent his Tuesday on Twitter defending himself from criticism over remarks he made about God, Nick Foles, and winning. A lot of people involved in that game gave thanks and glory to God. Nick Foles wants to become a pastor. A minister. So what did Dungy say? Here's the story in the New York Post. How much credit does Jesus deserve for the Eagles' Super Bowl 52 victory? It's a question that can be posed to NBC analyst Tony Dungy, who has come under fire for stating Nick Foles would play well because his Christian faith would allow him to play with confidence. Before the understudy quarterback led the Eagles to victory. Dungy, Hall of Fame member and former Bucks and Colts head coach, spoke on air during the game about the faith of Foles, who has said he wants to be a pastor for high school students after his career concludes. Himself an outspoken Christian, Dungy spent much of Tuesday responding to Twitter critics who don't see how Foles' religious belief helped him defeat the Patriots. Is that what Tony Dungy said? NBC pays me to express my opinions, Dungy replied to one Twitter user, and it was my opinion that Nick Foles would play well because his Christian faith would allow him to play with confidence, and that he's a good QB. I think I was right on both counts. Dungy reported that Foles told him God had a special moment coming for him and his Eagles, and Dungy felt Sunday validated that. That only led to more backlash, including from those feeling God concerns himself with bigger things than football. This was much bigger than the score of a football game, Dungy wrote. How many young boys are going to look up to Nick Foles because of what he did in this moment? When they do, they'll see something about life. Another issue detractors saw was the implication that Foles' team won because he believed enough. Dungy never said that. He didn't say that. As if a slight to the faith of players on the Patriots. Tom Brady, for example, is a Christian too. Didn't say anything about Brady, Dungy wrote. Didn't make any comparisons. Didn't say God wanted the Eagles to win. This is exactly my point about Donald Trump. This is the same conversation when people misconstrued what I said. Said Foles' faith in Christ played a role in him playing so well. Foles' belief in God has gained a spotlight since he took over the Eagles, especially because he was considering retiring after the Rams cut him following the 2013 season, but he said prayer turned him back to football. What that means is he prayed, he asked, God answered, and he said, yes, stay in football. Here's another take on this. This is from The Big Lead, apparently a sports website. I'm not familiar with it. NBC sports analysts. Okay, here's the headline. Here's the loaded headline on this. Is Tony Dungy analyzing or evangelizing when it comes to Nick Foles? NBC sports analyst Tony Dungy suggested on air that Nick Foles played so well during the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl run due in part to his Christian faith. Foles, an aspiring pastor and Liberty University student, has long worn his faith on his sleeve. The tweet, the seemingly offending Dungy tweets. After Super Bowl 52 ended, Dungy sent two tweets. You'll notice a common theme. This is not me talking. This is the author of this piece talking. Congratulations to the Eagles. Nick Foles told me last week that he felt the Lord had him in Philadelphia for a special moment, and he played like it tonight. After all the celebrations and confetti, Justin caught up with the three Eagles QBs, Foles, Wentz, and Sudfeld, along with Zach Ertz, who scored the winning TD. They were in a room by themselves praying and thanking God. It was great for him to see that. NBC pays me. Okay, Dungy, an outspoken Christian himself, early yesterday morning responded to criticism that he shouldn't have brought religion into his analysis. That's the point here. What'd you go bringing God in for? NBC pays me to express my opinion, and it was my opinion that Nick Foles would play well because his Christian faith would allow him to play with confidence, and he's a good QB. I think I was right on both counts. Let's ignore all the bright flashing lights reminding us to never discuss religion and politics and dive right in, shall we? Dungy is absolutely correct that NBC pays him for his opinions. And the facts of the case here suggest that Foles' confidence is just as responsible for his on-field success as anything else. Religious and non-religious minds alike can agree that a sense of calm and self-assurance go a long way in the world, whether that be a belief in a higher power, a steadfast commitment to a spouse, or the transformative nature of parenthood. Security in one's place in the universe is a net positive. And it would be naive to think Dungy trumpeting the benefits of faith is something being done from a distance while only wearing an analyst hat. His long history of evangelizing must be weighed. Would Dungy have credited another faith for grounding a quarterback? Grounding a quarterback in confidence? Would he have credited the birth of a child or a social awakening? I'm not passing judgment or suggesting he wouldn't have, but it's worth wondering. Actually, no, it isn't. And I'll get to that in a moment. Dungy, a very public and proud Christian, pushed a narrative favorable to Christianity that may or may not be true. His possible agenda should come into play here, just as it would if an outspoken vegan was trumpeting Tom Brady's revolutionary diet, or an outspoken atheist credited Arian Foster's worldview for his performance. Dungy expressing his beliefs on his personal time and platform is one thing. And even if I disagree with him sometimes, I appreciate his candor and willingness to open himself up for criticism. But when his beliefs seep into his analyst role, either unintentionally or otherwise, they should be checked, both by NBC and the public. So Kyle Koster, writing at the Big Lead, says NBC should not allow Tony Dungy to bring his religion, his Christ-following faith into his analysis. Do you agree or disagree? 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 917.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.